Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Judge halts Baja research after two whale deaths. A federal district court judge ordered the National Science Foundation to stop using high-decibel air guns in the Gulf of California recently, citing concern over possible harm to whales that environmentalists believe the research project has caused. The National Science Foundation had been using the air guns to fire high-energy acoustic bursts at the seafloor to help map a fault in the Earth's crust. It is these high-energy acoustic bursts that the Center for Biological Diversity believes is the likely cause of death of two beaked whales, which were found stranded on September 25th at Isla San Jose in the Gulf of California, which separates Mexico's Baja Peninsula from the mainland Mexico. The whales were discovered by National Marine Fisheries Service scientists who were on vacation at the time. After examining the dead animals, the scientists determined that the activities of the National Science Foundation project were probably responsible for their deaths. After National Science Foundation refused its request to stop its work, the center filed suit in federal district court in San Francisco on October 18th to halt the research project, citing concern for marine wildlife and accusing the National Science Foundation of not having a correct environmental permit for its activities. The U.S. Magistrate James Larson found the National Science Foundation was likely violating both the National Environmental Policy Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and has ordered suspension of the use of the air guns. "We're delighted that the judge ordered a halt to this dangerous and illegal project," said Brendan Cummings, an attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity. "We had hoped that such a renowned scientific institute as the National Science Foundation would exercise some concern over the environmental effects of its actions. If any agency should know better, it is the National Science Foundation," Cummings said, noting that NSF was party to a seminal case involving application of the National Environmental Protection Act to waters outside the United States. "The Marine Mammal Protection Act applies," Cummings explained, "for several reasons, primarily the use of a sound source loud enough to potentially impact marine wildlife. In order to map and study the underwater plate boundaries of the Earth's crust, scientists have to bounce sound off the ocean floor. The decibel levels of the array of air guns on the research vessel Maurice Ewing can be louder than the technology used by the Navy," he added. And we got this word from the Environment News Service. U.S. Navy sonar system blocked by federal court. A federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction stopping the United States Navy from deployment of a new high-intensity sonar system that could hurt or kill whales, dolphins, seals, and sea turtles with its loud signals. Granting a request by five environmental groups, U.S. Magistrate Judge Elizabeth LaPorte ruled that the National Marine Fisheries Service issued a Navy permit that likely violates federal law. On July 15th, the Navy received its permit to harass marine mammals in the course of operating low-frequency sonar used to detect submarines while remaining outside the range of their onboard weapons. The Navy has been approved to deploy two ships that use the new sonar system. Judge LaPorte found that plaintiff environmental groups have shown they are likely to prevail on establishing violations of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, the Endangered Species Act, the National Environmental Policy Act, and the Administrative Procedure Act. They have also shown the possibility, indeed the probability, of irreparable injury, particularly under the liberal standard applicable under those statutes, the judge found. Scheduled for immediate deployment, the sonar system known as Surveillance Towed Array Sensor System Low Frequency Actor Sonar relies on very loud, low-frequency sound to detect submarines at great distances. Environmental groups argued the survival of entire populations of whales and other marine mammals are jeopardized by the deployment of this sonar, which has been measured at 140 decibels, 300 miles away from the sound's source. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come